morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
Welcome to our 600th episode of the radio show and podcast, Being Here.
I was listening to the 599th podcast in the car today as I was going around doing my errands. And I was very taken by how it started off by saying exactly what it starts here. This opens the door to a possibility called living in the moment.
Mm.
It doesn't guarantee anything, but it opens a door that previously has not been open for most people. The idea that the current moment of their life is where their life is taking place. It's not the dress rehearsal for some future event.
And you know, when you're here, it is never the same old, same old.
Exactly.
Life is vibrant. Life is alive. And so welcome to the vibrancy of the moment. And in order to access that today through this podcast,
we want to talk about listening,
which will include Shia and I
finishing
each other's sentences, yes. And sometimes I'm all speaking.
Right. Here's the thing. Listening is a foreign concept for most people, because most of us are thinking about what we're going to say when the other person stops speaking, or we're thinking about how this applies to my life,
or thinking about the Kanes have started with listening more than 500 times, so you have an expectation, you know what we are going to talk about, and in some ways that may be true, but if you actually slow down
to listen, you will discover that listening is new every time we talk about
and it. And you'll hear the nuances of this moment.
The nuances. I like that.
Is that?
I heard the nuances of this moment.
I like that.
You know, the moment is, see, we're not going anywhere. That's the other thing. Most people are trying to get to the punchline in their life before the joke is told.
You mean the payoff? We want the payoff.
They're looking to find out what the end result is rather than be where you are in each moment. It's like the journey, not the outcome, is where the life is. If you're looking around, like today I was taking our car into the car wash. I washed the car. And there was a monarch butterfly flying right in front of my car as I went into the car wash. It was so cool. But if I were busy trying to get it over with, I wouldn't have seen that beautiful creature that life presented me in that moment.
Mm.
See, your life is a constant possibility of new events in each moment if you're here for it. But if you're striving to get somewhere that you think is going to be better when you get there, you know, when you get that raise, when you get that job,
when you get that girlfriend, when you get that baby.
You took that out of my head.
I did.
The girlfriend, not the baby.
I went a little farther, you know.
I might have come up with baby, but yeah. You have ideas about what is going to make you happy or satisfied. The only problem is there are a lot of really wealthy people in this world have all the stuff that you're supposed to have to be happy and aren't. So wealth is being here for your life in this moment. That's true wealth. Having money will buy you the stuff you want to have. But if you're not here for this moment, even when you get that stuff, you won't be there for that either.
This moment is the payoff.
This moment is where it's all happening. Your life is now, not someday. You know, and you know, there's this Mega Millions thing, you know, and Powerball lottery.
If you're not from the United States, they run a lottery, and there are two big ones, Powerball and
Mega Million.
Right.
And they are worth more than $1 billion combined right now. And people think if they only could win that, then their life would turn out. You know, I hate to tell you, lotto winners commit suicide more than pretty much anybody else because the money does not produce what they thought it would. It doesn't bring them a sense of okayness in their own skin in each moment.
No, we're not telling you.
And the moment does.
Yes, we're not telling you to not have ambitions, not to advance, to not make money. We're not saying if you are one of our listeners and you're wealthy that somehow that's wrong. What we're saying is that
well, if you're wealthy, you realize that no amount of wealth will make you feel okay when you're upset. You know, your bank account does not count when you're upset.
You know, I was thinking about it yesterday when I saw that one of the people who did Microsoft, who came up with Microsoft, died yesterday at age 65. It also doesn't have you live an iota longer than you're supposed to live.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how we got into that cul-de-sac, but here we are. I want to take a turn.
Take a turn.
I'll tell you why. I want to thank a whole host of people, but I really want to start with those people who have called in over the years, asked questions, shared of themselves, been willing to share the wealth of themselves with everybody, whether you're having a hard time or a good time. Just thank you. Over 600 episodes of people being willing to open their hearts and open their lives, and our show would not be what it is without you. And
true
it also
enough.
Wouldn't be this show at all without Cheryl, who started us by asking us to join the Voice America Network, and Randall, our executive producer, and Susan, our producer, and all of the incredible people in the background, like Randy and Matt and Aaron and A-Rod, and all the people over the years who've been the engineers and the support structure for this show. And, of course, our assistant, Christina, and Val, and on. I just thank you. If we didn't name you personally, know that we really appreciate everybody who's done things behind the scene to make this podcast possible.
Really. And if we spent the time to acknowledge everybody, I don't think we'd have a show.
So we better take our first caller,
right.
Who is Dave from Manitoba. And funnily enough, we just wrote him on Facebook because he put such a lovely post that we'd do a shout out to him today. But here he is calling in so we can shout out to him in person.
So
hey,
Dave, thank you.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to hear you guys.
Yeah, it's great to hear you too.
Hey, thank you for sharing the radio show on Facebook with your friends and followers. I think people forget that when something touches them that they can do that. And we were really touched by what you had to say about the difference the show has made for you.
Well, you know, not to go off on a different subject, but I said I was listening to the show in the car as I was going doing errands. And I heard we were talking to somebody from New York City, and he was saying the amazing difference having an individual video session with us that we, for our Premium Excellence Club, had made in his life over the past week. And he feels so much self-assured and so well in himself. And I realized that it only takes a moment for your life to transform. It only takes a moment of truly listening and letting in what's said, and profound possibility makes itself available to you.
And here you are, Dave, and you are demonstrating that, because we could either be moving forward to get to something, or we can all three be here together. And Shia had something to say, and clearly you were listening.
Yeah, this show, when I first started listening a couple of years ago, being in, like, apart from the community, this has just been a great resource for me. And to be able to call in and share what's going on in my life, and hopefully it supports other people in accessing, you know, the brilliance of their own lives and the moments that they find themselves in, it really does it for me.
Yeah, well, you know something, Dave, when you say what you just said, it brings tears to my eyes, to tell you the truth, in that I remember the man that we first met the first time, the first day that we met you when you came to New York on a friend's recommendation. And you have so grown into yourself and are so much self-assured and such a great guy. Not that you weren't great then, but you were insecure. You didn't know who you were.
Yeah, I so feel that in my life. You know, so many possibilities have opened up for me. And I think it comes back to that moment that I stepped up in front of the group that first time I came to a seminar in New York.
Was there something in particular that happened that is notable to you? Because I mean, I recall that you've stepped up, but I don't recall.
We don't remember
that at
all. The things you remember.
I don't remember specifically the moment, but I can see transformation in my relationship with my dad, in particular, my kids as well. You know, to and even my soon-to-be ex-wife and how I relate to her and how that plays out in the lives of my kids. Just, you know, my son, the other day, I don't hear directly from him. He doesn't always say everything directly to me, but his aunt told me that he told her that he learns from me how to kind of be well in himself, and kind of the way he said it, and it brought huge tears to my eyes and just hearing that. And that comes back to, for me, it comes back to, you know, how this community, how you guys have supported me over the last couple of years, and what you say about who I was and what you see in me today, I couldn't have foreseen that.
Well, I personally, when you said using this show to be a part of this community, I'm touched by that. I'm hoping that any of the listeners who are tuning in allow themselves to connect in and be a part of this community. And I really see that as a notable difference with you, Dave. When you first came and attended a seminar, I'm not sure you were a part of any community, including where you lived, where you worked, your family. There was at least a cellophane thin disconnect, and sometimes wider, between you and other people. And I think that's so normal for a lot of us. We get hurt, we get scared, we get skeptical, we get cynical.
And then there's all these devices we can hide in, you know, an internet and all of that.
So you can walk down the street apparently there, but with your earbuds in, whilst it's a lovely thing to be able to listen to the radio show or your favorite book or talk to people, I think people have forgotten how to connect in with others.
But something you said, Dave, really caught me, and it was about possibility, that there are all these new possibilities in your life. See, when you live normally, your possibilities are limited by what you already know. And and our minds are such that they are machines that repeat what we already know over and over again. And so you step outside that reality when you get into the current moment of your life, and then new possibilities you couldn't have imagined, just start showing up around you because you're there to see them, rather than you're stuck in the conversation, which is usually a complaint about how life isn't going the way you would prefer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's, I don't know, I can list all of the things that have been happening in my life, but it comes back to just being able to be still and look around and see what's in front of me and go through those things, you know, as they're appropriate.
That's great. Hey, I have a feeling you know this, but just in case you don't, our newest book, Being Here 2, as in T-O-O, as in also, is about to be launched. It comes out next month on the 14th of November, or the 12th of November, excuse me. And a lot of the people who've called in to the shows over the years are contributors. And so it's not just a book that Shai and I have written. It includes 26 other people from our community who've written very diverse yet heartfelt,
touching moments that they've experienced in their life that will open the door for other people to see what else is possible.
And in celebration of our 600th episode today, we are offering three and giving away three copies of the Kindle version of the new book. And how we're doing it is anybody who goes up after the show today or in the next few weeks onto iTunes and does a review of the Being Here podcast will be entered and eligible for one of the three Kindle versions of the book. And we will announce on November 7th on the live show who's won those copies. We'll select it at random.
It'll be our own Mega Millions thing.
It'll be worth more than those Mega Millions.
It can be.
Yeah, so we wanted to give away, and we were just wanted to let people know that the book is coming. If you want to find out more about the book itself, you can take a look at it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com/beinghereto, as in T-O-O, being here too.
And we are about to take a break.
Yeah, we are. We're getting very close here. Wow, so nice to hear from you today, Dave. It's just, I'm so happy for you. We're both very happy.
Yeah, really. Really, we are.
Thank you.
So,
thank you for letting me call in today. It's been great.
Yeah. Awesome. Have a great day. And when do we see you next? Do we see you in Costa Rica?
Definitely Costa Rica. And possibly in December at Freedom to Breathe.
Oh, that would be lovely. If you can make it, we'd love to see you.
Awesome. Hey, we'll be back. Yeah, great. We're going to go take a break. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yeah, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back to Being Here.
Absolutely. Just to reiterate that we are doing a giveaway of our new book, Being Here Too. And if you do a review of the Being Here podcast, either today's show, the Being Here show in general, or any particular episode that you really enjoy, if you go up on iTunes and put a review, you'll automatically be entered for the giveaway, which we will announce on November 7th. I know that Dave just mentioned the December course he is thinking of coming to in New York City, which is the Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer weekend, which is the 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. But if you can't wait that long, a little bit closer in, we're doing The Power of Listening.
Which is amazing.
Not this weekend, but the following weekend, October 26, 27, 28. And also, we did just get back from Hamburg, Germany.
Yeah, we were there last week.
It was just beautiful there. The people there are beautiful. We appreciated being with all of the people from all the different countries. There were people who flew in from the United States for only the weekend.
Seven of them.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice to have you all there.
Yeah, it really was.
It is not too early to sign up for Hamburg for the spring, as we have an early registration discount happening now. The two courses we're doing there on April 11th is the Freedom to Breathe, and then a course called New Beginnings on the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
And so, then we have Costa Rica.
12th, 13th, and 14th. Then we also, yes, Costa Rica.
And Costa Rica is available to those people who have attended a workshop with us this year.
We actually had a number of people sign up in the last week. It's not too late. There are some spaces available. And, in fact, we met a woman in Hamburg. And before the weekend was over, she was already registering to come in December. Here, she was registering to come to Costa Rica and also for the spring. It's okay if you get inspired. You are welcome. All right. So we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
Shall we?
Who might that be?
It's Eric, who I hear is near Boston today. Hi, Eric.
Hi, guys. I'm really excited to be calling in on the 600th episode of the show. This
awesome.
Show has meant a lot to me. I've called in probably the first time 9 years ago.
Wow.
And it's just such a great, and it's such a great resource to, when I wasn't coming to New York very often, when I lived in Boston, it was a great way to connect and to, you know, feel connected to the community and also hear things that were really valuable to me. And it's really cool to be calling from Boston today, even though I live in New York, because my work as an attorney sometimes brings me up here. So I'm literally halfway between Cape Cod and Boston. Hmm. And the ride has been magnificent. It has been, rather than just getting to go to the courthouse to do things, I've seen beautiful fall foliage and vibrant colors, oranges and golds, and just the kind of thing that people pay to go on vacation to see in New England. I'm getting to see while I'm on my way to go to work. It's really cool.
Well, it's lovely that you're here to see it as you go to work rather than consumed with thoughts that make those vibrant colors wash out.
Thank you. It was really great to hear Dave earlier, and just and as you said, people went to Hamburg. I was fortunate enough to be one of those people, along with my wife Holly, and we are going to be in Hamburg again in April.
I love
you know, doing the seminars is such an investment in my own life. I remember when getting to to work was stressful, no matter where it was, even if it was in my own home. Today, at least, it's very different.
All right. Go ahead.
I called in, though, because I have a specific question about the voice in my head. Okay. When I say the voice in my head, I mean, I'm clear that that I have a mind that tells me things are need to be better or more or different. And that's not me, the being. But I sometimes have a problem distinguishing between thoughts about, let's say, money when they're just thought generated or when it's really something other than that.
Well, if you're worrying about money, chances are you're a little bit upset already, because worry is you going ahead into the future to handle what hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Now, it could be that you've incurred debt by, being irresponsible in your spending, and then you worry about that all the time, which is possible.
Well,
and some of our listeners probably have. But the worry part of it is an avoidance of the current moment. It's a way of getting lost out there in some fictitious future, because it hasn't happened yet. And lots can happen between now and then. It doesn't have to turn out the way your mind says it will if you don't worry about it.
I like that, because it's not exactly worrying about incurred debt or anything. It's not that, but it's a very similar flavor. It's certain desires, for instance, for travel and doing certain things. And then it is just a different kind of worry of, like, will I or will we be able to afford it?
Look, if there's anything you want to do, Eric, go ahead and do it. You know, people cut off the joy and satisfaction in their lives using their reasonable nature to give them reasons why not to go for what they really want. And when you go for what you really want, all kinds of doors and avenues open up that weren't possible before when you were in the limited thought process of your mind.
I have another take on it also, Eric, because in the last week for just the idea that the entire conversation itself about will I be able to pay for it, given you've already planned to do things, you've told us about a trip somewhere else, whether it was Italy or Sicily or someplace. I know that you're traveling will be. The whole conversation of can I afford it is really born out of being upset. I know Shai talked about it, but I want to go back to that for a minute, because for myself, I'm noticing something. I spoke with my mom this weekend and her health is in the decline. And then a number of people in our community, their mothers have passed away this past week. So our condolences go out to Heidi and to Tony and his wife, Isabel. And there are people who've been ill. And it shakes in me the part of myself that wishes things would stay static, that I want my mom to be healthy. I'd like her to be around and robust and feeling well. And it's a day-to-day thing. Sometimes it's not the case. And also, you know, practically speaking, we are all moving closer to our end date.
Yeah, we all come with a shelf life.
Some is shorter than others. And I noticed at night, once that reality got shaken in me, I could fill in with forward-thinking concerns about a variety of things. But I notice that there's a quality to that that happens only when I'm already upset, that those concerns don't come to mind when I'm not upset because my life is working perfectly. I am capable. I always get the things done that need to get done. The universe is supporting me, as it does everyone. And only from time to time am I unaware of that. And if I start filling in with future concerns, I'm already off-center somehow in my own self. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And I feel it absolutely rings true. Absolutely. It rings true to me that I have certainly within the last several years gone for certain things and just it always works out. Even things that, things have worked out. And I think that this, what you're talking about, just so I'm clear, it's, could it be a barometer? It could be like, oh, I'm having these thoughts. I'm upset about something. Or,
yes. You know, for anybody who is interested in our new book, Being Here, next month, in November, our article of the month is going to be an excerpt from that book. And the excerpt we're doing is your chapter that you wrote, Eric. It's beautiful. It's called Life is in the Blinces. Okay. And it highlights your relationship with your aging mother.
Right.
And you were there on night when we were describing that. Your mother-in-law is aging.
So you could be upset about whole bunches of things. And it isn't about things, you see. Upset is not one of those feelings we like. And so we resist being upset. And the first principle of instantaneous transformation says that anything you resist will persist and it will grow stronger and it will dominate your life.
So if you don't like something or you don't want something or you judge something, which could include judging yourself or getting upset, or I know that my mother's aging, I should be over this
by now. If you want to be over it, then you're definitely in resistance to what you got, which keeps it around. So it's the self-fulfilling prophecy of upset generated by the resistance to being upset.
So the second principle is in any given moment is perfect. And by extension,
and you can only
be
the way you are in any moment. Therefore, if you're upset, that's the way you're supposed to be. So if you enjoy it, allow it, without judging it as a bad thing, it'll complete itself in an instant.
You know, it's funny. You say enjoy it. And I have had the experience of, A, saying, what? How can I possibly? But I've also had the experience of actually enjoying I wouldn't call it being upset, maybe just the tears, the emotion of a situation involving my mother or even my mother-in-law or other feelings very similar to that. So I know it's possible.
And it's not really your mother-in-law. They are just a placeholder for upset. Because if you're upset, you find
the way the wind blows will upset you.
You gather circumstances for it.
Yeah, anything in your current circumstances will justify it. Somebody looks away or they look at you. It doesn't matter what they do. They can't do it right enough if you're upset.
Yes, I've had the experience of someone looking at me while I'm upset and making it mean something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, third principle, anything you see and don't judge completes itself.
Yeah. Anything you can see objectively without putting a pressure on yourself to change it to something you'd prefer will complete itself all on its own.
You know, and complete itself does not necessarily mean that the circumstance changes. And I'll give you an example. Mm. We have a very lovely close friend, Stephanie, who has a health challenge, and she's been traditionally pushing herself past her energy level, which has the condition relapse, and then she has to spend a number of days in bed. And as she started looking at it without judging it, she started becoming aware of when she was going past her ability to produce or to be out there and doing things in a day. But she also saw her own prejudices about, I shouldn't let a man take care of me, or I have to be independent. And her seeing those things and not judging it has allowed herself to be honest about her energy level, to be well in herself, which includes not being able to do the things she could do before she got sick. So, but it's not about suddenly the condition dissolves, but suddenly you are wholly well and complete, including all the circumstances in your life.
Well said.
Because I really see it with Shia on a day-to-day basis. He has certain conditions and pains in his body. And if he fights them, they get more
pronounced.
And if he includes them, which is really transformational, then it's just part and parcel of our lives.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call and for talking about this and having 600 shows to listen to. It's really great to be with you guys.
Well, thanks for being on many of the 600 shows with us.
And thanks for using our technology to produce a life that is fun to live, that is free of stress for the most part, that has allowed you to create a magical relationship with your wife where communication is there pretty much at all times, and she's showing up as beautiful as she is a result of you not picking on you in your thoughts, so you don't pick on her in your thoughts either, and then she can radiate beauty.
She is beautiful, and thank you, and it's just all a great gift. Have a lovely rest of the show and a lovely day. Thank you.
Thanks. You too, man.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Massachusetts.
Love you both. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yeah.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, if you want to
being here.
You want to join the party? Go ahead and call us 888-346-9141. 888-346-9141.
We're going to shout out to listeners all over the world.
Yes, first you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, in Redmond, Washington. Thank you for listening.
Tamil Nadu, Arcot, India.
Now that's, it could be three different places.
Well, it could be two different places in India,
yeah.
Or all the same, it may be town province. In a region or a province.
Yeah.
If you are a listener from Tamil Nadu, Arcot, you could write to us and let us know
if
where
we
you
said
are.
It right.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. How about our listeners in Washington, D.C.?
Thanks for listening.
I hope I have an effect there somewhere.
Odessa Oblast in the Ukraine.
How about Coon Rapids, Minnesota?
Bamako, Mali.
South Bend, Indiana.
Sicilia, Italy.
Hey.
I like it.
I like it too.
Wherever you're listening from.
Thanks for listening.
Really.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
We really do.
Yes?
I can't believe it was 600 episodes ago that we started this show.
Well, how long is that? Is that
11 years.
11 years.
Yeah, something like that. Or
12 years.
Something like
12
that.
12 years, 50 weeks a
12
year.
12 plus, wow.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
That's about 12 years.
Yeah. You know, our original idea about this show was as a give back. We realized that we'd found something that was too precious to keep for ourselves.
Transformation is too precious to keep for yourself. It is like, it's like the ring in the Lord of the Rings. If you keep it for yourself, it will corrupt your life. If you give it away.
So that, not to somebody else so that it corrupts their life, but the metaphor ends there because
yes.
They had to burn that sucker
right.
In order to.
Yeah, okay, but it's
but it really
still,
is giving
relevant.
It over to the greater good.
Right. You know, when you hold on, if you have a refrigerator full of food and you can't eat it all, eventually it rots. And this is a lot like that, this transformation thing where you give the gift of possibility to other people.
Well, that's part of why we were suggesting that you all go up and write a review on iTunes so that people can find it more easily. Or if you're finding a show that you enjoy, this one or somebody else's, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you share of yourself and give other people the opportunity to have what's possible. We have a caller on hold.
We do?
Yeah,
okay.
We do.
Let's take.
It's Caroline in New York City. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's good to you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really glad to be here, and it was so cool to listen to Dave and Eric's experiences earlier on the show. I'm really excited. This is my first time calling in.
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
How fun you get to be here on number 600.
I know. It's a big day. It's a big day for everybody.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've been having a little trouble with my relationship with my mother. See, you know, I'm a college student, and I don't reach out, you know, as much as I could because, you know, well, the college is busy and all of that. And then she can get very upset and say, you know, that I'm not, you know, cultivating my familial relationships properly. And then I start carrying all this guilt about it and saying, I'll make it up to you. And then I run into, you know, tough schedule and midterms, and I can get all caught up in that whirlwind, and it can it's just become, you know.
Well, I want to suggest something to you, Caroline. And that is that this disagreement with your mother has been going on since you're about 2 years old.
And you wouldn't know how to be successful without it, because you successfully navigated high school. You successfully got into college with this
mechanical way of relating with mom. And you forget that she's a person. You know, that she's got feelings, she's got desires, she's got things that upset her regularly.
And she has an overview of her life and her values, which includes cultivating familial relationships.
There's another piece of it, too. She wants the best for you. You know, she, her job as a mother was to ensure your survival. And you have survived. You notice?
Survived and thrived.
However, that doesn't mean that that mechanism in her that worries about you and wants to make sure you make the right choices in life so you turn out well in her schematic, well, that doesn't go away.
I have a technical question. Is your mom either text or email friendly?
Yes, she is.
Good. Okay. So that just to modify what I have to say to you, I found I get great pleasure at finding little ways over the years to take care of my parents. And more recently, my mom, because my dad has dementia and it doesn't really register much from me. So I can do things, but he won't retain it for more than 5 minutes at the moment. So I find little expressions really make a difference. What my mom is not text friendly, so it wouldn't work this way. But you know, little note: I'm between this class and that class.
And thinking of you.
And thinking of you, and it brought a smile to my face. Love you. Speak later. Or I personally find cards and send cards so that there are little surprising things in their mailbox that are gifts for me. Just different ways of taking care of them and their well-being that are proactive and, rather than waiting till they worry.
Right. And when they worry, it looks like they're nagging on you. If you take care of them in advance, then they will leave you alone more. You know, your silence is a call out to the universe for them to call you.
And
I never thought about it like that.
And if there are people in your familial network that your mom has concerns about you connecting with, you can always say, hey, mom, just send a lovely text to Aunt Susie, sister, whatever. It was so nice to connect with her today. Just thought you would want to know. I mean, there are ways to take care of your mom so she doesn't have her attention on you. But most of us, as much as we have complained about it over the years, have also liked to garner our parents' attention, even if it is not attention that we appreciate. So we sometimes do things that might be ill-advised to keep that coming our direction. And one of the things that happens is when you start becoming aware of the things that you have done on purpose or inadvertently to keep her worried, and if you don't judge yourself for what you see, you may have a whole new life ahead of you.
You will have a whole new life ahead of you if you don't judge yourself for what's happened in your past.
Thank you so much for that insight. Really.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And thanks for calling in with a question on your very first show and our
600th.
And we hope to speak to you again sometime.
And we hope to see you in New York City
for sure. And congratulations again on the 600th show and the success in Hamburg. It's Hamburg.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
We have another caller.
Let's take her.
Katie from
in Chicago.
Hey,
Katie.
Hey, Josh. Good morning. Hi. I guess it's still morning for me here.
It's morning for you. It's
afternoon
almost
for
afternoon.
Well,
it is afternoon.
An
for
evening
us.
For our friends across the pond. What can we do for you?
That's great. Well, I thank you for taking my call. I was planning to call into the show, and then I forgot to call into the show. But here I am.
You know, that's a great example, Katie, of when you realize something, it's over if you drop it. But if you punish yourself for not doing what you said you were going to do, then there's no win.
Yeah.
So what can we do for you, my dear?
I wanted to ask you specifically about that, because I do find that every now and then I miss an appointment or forget to call. And then, I hear what you say. I have this immediate reaction to want to punish myself and make reparation to the people that, that were waiting on me or...
Hey, Katie, that will guarantee that you do it again if you punish yourself.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the people in prisons are in prisons a lot. Because they've been punished, they think they can go out and do it again. You punish yourself, you go out and do it again. Because you've already punished yourself for having done it. Well, if you just notice that you did something that didn't work, it's over. But when you punish yourself for it, you keep it in place.
The other thing is, I think you're compressing things when you say I immediately have a desire to punish myself. I don't think that's the immediate. I think if you were to slow down a little bit, you likely have a physical sensation, which might be a rush of,
oh my God,
or oh no, or a gasp of, I missed it. And then there's that doorway, the doorway of the first principle or the third principle, and you're missing seeing the doorway. The first is you resist it and go, I'm such a bad person. The second is to see it without judging yourself. It's a fact. It's already done. It is immutable. It can't be changed. It's perfect.
And you can give yourself all the reasons in the world why you behave that way, but you still did. And the reasons will only keep it in place.
You know, that being said, there are certain things for us that if we miss them, they'd be really unfortunate. So we have done things like our iPhones give us a 10-minute warning before certain events so that we don't forget to call in for our own radio show. It is so easy for us to get
involved in things
in our day that it can creep up to 12 o'clock and suddenly we wouldn't be here. So we give ourselves support structure so that we can be responsible. Maybe you just haven't found the technical support structure that will help you out.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Great. Congratulations on your 600th show, and thank you for doing it, because I find it so helpful for me. Whenever I listen to a radio show, I honestly just snap back into the moment, and my life is infinitely better in the day. So I just thank you guys for doing this.
You're so welcome. And if you haven't reviewed the show yet, go up and put something like what you just said, because I think it will support other people in finding
a possibility they didn't know existed before.
I will. Thank you. I will do that right
You're
now.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to seeing you at the end of the month. I'll be out for the Power of Listening for the workshop. So
well,
I can't
see
wait
you
to see you guys.
Excellent.
Hey, if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us like Katie for a seminar and get all the details. You can register for our seminars at transformationmadeeasy.com.
You know you're worth it. you're worth investing in you. You know, and there's no greater investment in you than well-being.
There you go.
And there you go.
We're getting a phone call. Must be time to end the show. We will be back next week. Not hard. Ooh. So if you're enjoying being here, share it. Transformation happens when you share it with others. Next week's show is Why Yes, It Can Be That Easy.
Yes, we'll be back next it can. Week.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next
so
week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.